The September 11th attacks provoked deep strains in U.S. relations with Saudi Arabia. 15 of the 19 hijackers were Saudi citizens. Some Saudis hope U.S. criticism will result in much-needed reforms. Others say September 11th unleashed an unjust war against the kingdom and Islam. NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
The southern province of Asir hardly fits the image of Saudi Arabia as a desert kingdom. Here, along the southwestern border with Yemen, green mountains plunge into fertile valleys. Several of the 9/11 hijackers were born and raised in this region. Saudi writer and Asir native Ibrahim Talla admits he still finds it hard to comprehend his countrymen's role in the attacks. Could terrorism really have come from here, he asks? It's something we still puzzle over. At first, most here denied any Saudi role in the hijackings. Khalid Al-Maina, editor-in-chief of the newspaper Arab News, says many in the kingdom were stunned.
It's like somebody being told that your brother is a serial killer. It's a great shock.
But then, he says, Saudis began a process of self-analysis.
After that, we went into a phase where we started probing. Not all people in Saudi Arabia, but many people in Saudi Arabia started probing, what is it that makes young men in the prime of their lives go and kill people?
Under pressure from the West, the Saudi government began a crackdown on religious extremism. It also started reviewing its school curriculum, which critics say bred hatred of non-Muslims. Architect Sami Angawi says September 11th forced the Saudi government and public to start addressing problems they had long ignored.
This is a call that we all have to respond to, and it is like a beginning of action to do something and really adjust and improve and treat the problems, or really start to face the consequences.
For many here, those consequences were driven home last May when Saudi extremists carried out suicide bombings in the capital, Riyadh. For the first time, some Saudis began to publicly criticize the austere brand of Islam that is taught and preached here, saying it breeds fanaticism. Radio talk show host Samer Fatane says the authorities have since stepped up their efforts to deal with extremist religious trends.
Right now, we are after this, as you say, this ideology, to trying to, contain it, to put a stop to it. We realize that we may not have been alert about it. Now we know it. We're trying to address it. We're trying to contain it.
Fatani says it's not fair to brand Saudi Arabia a nation of terrorists because of the acts of a few. Nevertheless, she says all Saudis are being made to pay the price for September 11th. Because of tough new U.S. visa laws and fear of mistreatment, fewer and fewer Saudi tourists and students are traveling to the United States, and that, says Fatana, is a loss for both countries. But conservative cleric Asim al-Hakim is among those here who see it differently.
Nobody wants to go to the States, which is good. After September the 11th, alhamdulillah, we got people realizing that there are enemies of Islam who are attacking our brothers just simply because they are Muslims.
Many Saudis, both conservatives and liberals, increasingly view America's so-called war against terror as a war against Islam. 27-year-old Majida Bajaber says it's clear from America's actions in the region. A hospital administrator from the southern town of Abha, Bajaber says her world feels far less secure today than it did 2 years ago.
Before it was Afghanistan, and then Iraq, and after that it's Syria, and after Syria, we know we are going to be affected in the long run. We hope we will not, but it's like we know the whole area is targeted.
She says America's policies in the region are breeding more anger and hatred toward the United States, especially among young Saudis. Outside a strip mall in Abha, a 22-year-old who wouldn't give his name says he supports more terrorist acts against the United States. I hope they do something worse to America, he says. America deserves it because of its biased support of Israel and its occupation of Iraq. His friend Ahmed al-Ghahtani disagrees. Terrorism must be eradicated, he says. It's a problem for us too. But 2 years after September 11th, most Saudis fear that isn't going to happen anytime soon. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Riyadh.